Yesterday, the American Jobs Plan was the talk of the nation. So, what's in it? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the first day of April. Thanks for being with us. Life events, car insurance, it's a story. We've got a story about a hospital that will fire employees who don't get a vaccination. The Satan shoe is back in the news. We've got the Wall Street Report and an update on the Pfizer vaccine. Speaking of vaccines, today you'll meet Brian Finley, the Iowa City, Iowa man who has created not one but five Twitter vaccine alert sites that help people know where to go to get jabbed. It's a great story, but first the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, it is a brand new month and no April Fools around here. Thanks for joining us. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, yesterday in Pittsburgh, President Joe Biden took the wraps off of his over $2 trillion American Jobs Plan. It's an infrastructure program that, according to the president, is the biggest jobs effort since World War II. But what's in it? Well, stick with me for a bit because we're going to break it down over the next several minutes. Broadly, transportation infrastructure would get a $621 billion investment. The biggest expenditures go toward modernizing roads, bridges, and highways, electric vehicles, public transit, airports, and Amtrak. Now, if you move from one place to another, you will be impacted. Biden would also allocate $180 billion to research and development. That includes yet more funding for climate causes, with $35 billion for climate research and development alone. It's part of his efforts to reverse a long trend of declining federal money going into R&D. Notably, the plan has several carve-outs targeted at students of color. Over half of the $40 billion allocated for upgrading research infrastructure would go to historically black colleges and universities, as well as minority-serving institutions. HBCUs and MSIs would also get $10 billion and an additional $15 billion for creating over 200 centers at them to serve as research incubators. Caseworkers and the people who rely on them stand to see big infusions of cash. The package would direct $400 billion toward home and community care for the elderly and disabled, expanding both access to services and benefits for workers in the space. Child care facilities would get $25 billion for upgrades. There's also a tax credit incentivizing employers to build child care facilities. Biden is also calling for an end to sub-minimum wage provisions where employers can pay disabled workers less than the federal minimum wage. Technology overhauls worth more than $300 billion could mean more affordable and equitable internet access across the country. Biden proposed a $100 billion investment in broadband to ensure it reaches 100% coverage across the country while promoting price transparency. In his speech on Wednesday, Biden said that more than 35% of rural Americans lack access to high-speed internet, and the disparity has only worsened during the pandemic. His infrastructure plan would help with that. On top of the aid for small businesses and American manufacturers in the stimulus package, Biden wants to invest $400 billion to strengthen and protect American businesses. The infrastructure bill builds on the president's Buy American executive order back in January and would encourage and promote domestic production of goods. Expect massive improvements from Biden's $300 billion investment to revamp homes, schools, and federal buildings across the country. 500,000 homes would be built and rehabilitated for low- and middle-income homebuyers, and jobs would be created to build 1 million affordable and accessible housing options. Along with building affordable housing, Biden's plan would update community college infrastructure and invest $28 billion to modernize Veterans Affairs clinics and hospitals and promote more sustainable federal buildings. Now, the question is, will it pass? The issue here is there is something for everybody, even every GOP House and Senate member, to take home. And with the notice today that another 719,000 first-time jobless claims were reported last week, this would go far to end that cycle. Stay tuned. Well, the most expensive thing that will impact your car insurance is adding a teenage driver to your policy. But there are other life events that can cause you to pay more. CNBC is reporting that the average annual premium paid by drivers in the United States is $1,674, although that can vary greatly among states and individual drivers. But what about those life events? You know, things like accidents, arrests for driving under the influence, a lapse in coverage, that can all drive up the cost of your car insurance. But by how much? Well, it depends on a variety of factors, including where you live and the infraction or circumstance that caused the premium to spike. Now, as I mentioned, the most expensive event is adding a teen driver to your policy, according to Bankrate. The average additional cost is, get this, $1,662 a year. Getting just one speeding ticket adds an average of $355 to your annual premium, and that's on top of the fine that comes with such a violation, which can be several hundred dollars, depending on how fast you're going and the laws and the jurisdiction where you're pulled over. Even letting your car insurance lapse can tack on an average of $187 yearly. Additionally, the better your credit score, which typically falls somewhere between a low of 300 and a high of 850, the more favorable a rate you can get for insurance, generally speaking, means how high your credit rating is. The average annual premium for someone with excellent credit, that's a score of 800 or more, is $1,487, according to research. Now, those with poor credit scores below 530, get this, the average is $3,026. Now you know. Be careful out there. A hospital in Houston is mandating vaccines for all of its staff, saying they could be fired if they refuse to get the jab without having reasonable exemptions. Business Insider is reporting that Houston Methodist Hospital announced the policy in an email to managers. This could be the first large hospital to make such a move. The hospital already has around 83% of employees who have already been vaccinated, including 95% of management staff and all of the company's executives. A memo to staff said that staff would lose their jobs if they didn't get the jab, but that the hospital would allow religious and medical exemptions in very rare cases. But is no jab, no job legal? Houston Methodist Hospital says it is legal for private companies under state and federal employment laws. And that's backed up by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which says employers can legally require workers to get COVID-19 vaccines or ban them from the office if they don't. Well, the Satan shoe went to court today and lost. Business Insider is reporting that a court granted Nike's request for a temporary restraining order against MSCHF. That's the retail startup that's made Lil Nas X's Satan shoe. The singer and MSCHF collaborated on the shoe to promote his new music video, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, which uses imagery resembling heaven and hell. The shoe resembled Nike's Air Max 97, and MSCHF said it included one drop of human blood in the insole. Yikes. Nike, which had no involvement in the Satan shoe, filed a request for the temporary restraining order yesterday morning, demanding MSCHF not ship any orders of the shoe. However, the company already did at least 200 pair. But will they sell? MSCHF sold out of all available pairs of the shoe in under 1 minute on Monday. The shoes cost $1,018 as a nod to the Bible verse Luke 10:18. And we'll let you look that one up. The S&P 500 surged today as the broad index closed above the 4,000 mark for the first time. The index was boosted by gains in shares of Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet, along with a general optimism about a recovering economy. Investors seemed to shrug off a surprising new jobless report, where 719,000 new claims were registered just last week. Meanwhile, other data, like the level of manufacturing activity, rose by more than 37%, and that was the strongest level in 37 years. The S&P 500 gained 46 points to close at 4019, while the Dow was up by 121 points to end the trade at 33,153, and the NASDAQ outperformed, rising by 233 points to settle at 13,480. And finally, there is this. The two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine protects for at least 6 months and is 91% effective in preventing symptomatic cases of COVID-19. That is what the company announced today. Earlier this week, Pfizer and BioNTech announced that their COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in preventing symptomatic disease in kids aged 12 to 15 following a study of over 2,000 children. The companies were also set to begin testing a freeze-dried version of their vaccine, which would not need to be stored in freezing conditions and could therefore be used more widely. That's all the good news. However, on the other side of the ledger, there's some not-so-good news. Newly confirmed U.S. cases have risen 17% in the past week from the prior week, that according to Johns Hopkins University data. Cases worldwide, they too are on the upswing, reversing a downward trend that we saw in each continent back in February. President Biden has called on states to reinstate mask mandates following a warning by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about a potential fourth surge of the virus. Speaking of vaccine and the virus, coming up, you'll hear from Brian Finley, the Iowa City, Iowa man who several weeks ago started a Twitter profile, Iowa Vaccine Alerts, and for weeks has been directing individuals to places that have vaccine in stock and where you can get a shot. Now, he has also launched similar programs in Minnesota, Nebraska, Missouri, and Illinois. And get this, it's an all-volunteer effort. It's a great story, and you'll meet Brian Finley by clicking ahead.